If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Things together, William. Such beautiful things.
Should I watch it or should I not? Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Danger, where today I am taking a short little break from Stranger Things Forever to talk about what just happened this evening. I made this whole stink about not wanting to watch the first 5 minutes, about avoiding the first 5 minutes, about not talking about the first 5 minutes, about saving those 5 minutes for the end of the month for the real premiere. And then as I got closer and closer, I thought to myself, come on, man, you gotta watch. The world is watching. Many of the stranger friends are watching. Your niece is watching. In fact, she texted me like right at 8 o'clock because she didn't realize you had to RSVP. So she was able to log in and watch it using my email address. And then we were texting back and forth, at the beginning of things. And then it just kept going on and on and on. Luckily, it didn't, I saw someone write like, it's going to go to 11:30. I said, oh God, no. Finally they got to what we really, really were here for, was those first 5 minutes. Yes. It was fun to see all the fanfare and see all the actors, but we really came for that first 5 minutes of Stranger Things 5. But I wrote down a couple notes from the whole premiere event. So if you didn't watch if you didn't watch, the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things 5 is on YouTube. So you really didn't have to watch the premiere. You could have just waited till, 9:30, 9:40, whatever it was, and just saw it on YouTube. I am going to post a link to it in the show notes in case you do want to watch it and you haven't watched it yet, or you just want to watch it again. But the whole thing was streamed live on Netflix, and I assume I could have watched it on my TV, but I watched it on my laptop, which made it a little annoying. The most annoying thing was these emojis were constantly flying. You could like react to things and I guess users could click emojis. There was a chat that was just going way too, it's a testament to the show how busy and how much chatting was going on. but it was just way too like flying by. It was distracting. The emojis were annoying. They had giveaways that I found very confusing. They said, here's a bunch of stuff you can buy on the Netflix shop. Just punch in this code. When they rolled the dice showed a number, the number showed the product. If you typed in this code, if you were the first five people to type in the code, you'd get 100% off. You'd get it for free. Of course, you still had to pay shipping and handling. And I was like, well, where do you punch the code? And my niece was like, I'm trying to punch the code. I'm like, I don't even know where to do it. And that's where I felt like, oh, I'm an old man. I texted her because they had all these, they had red carpet people coming in. They had a bunch of fans. And I was texting her saying, how funny would it be seeing this old, all these kids around, and this old man's like, hey, pick me. I want to answer a question. Yeah, she laughed. I think she laughed with me, but there was a good chance she laughed at me. I wrote down, it's fun to see the cast not in character, seeing some of the new folks, seeing one of the new kids who was like, I'm really happy to be here. That was really cute. And there was a guy who plays Brenner in the play, and he's some sort of agent in this season. So I thought that was cool. Then I wrote down, this is too long. I love Winona Ryder. And David Harbour is there. I saw him there. Not only that, but I saw a picture of him and Millie Bobby Brown laughing on the red carpet. Now it could have been just, you know, being very polite, or things we read were, you know, maybe squashed years ago and they're over it and it just got out and it's unfortunate, the timing. I don't know. And I don't care all that much. I just want to move on and just enjoy the show. What else did I write? Oh, this is too long. And there was one thing that I wrote down. Now, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but Noah Schnapp said something and I was like, come on, dude. And it really wasn't spoilery, but in a way to me, it kind of was. Fast forward about a minute if you don't want to hear it, but he said, we find out why Will was taken in the first place. I'm like, wait, what? Isn't that kind of a big deal that, you know, I did say something about, the fact that I think it wasn't an accident that we're going to find out that Will was taken on purpose. He was, you know, selected or something, or they're going to make a bigger deal that it wasn't random. And maybe they're saying this, maybe they're agreeing with me. I don't know, but, I wanted to mention it. I figured most of you people watched it. And if you didn't, you're not all that worried about spoilers because you're here in the first place watching the first 5 minutes. And that's not all that much of a spoiler because the first 5 minutes kind of alludes to this as well. So it's none of it is that like spoilery as far as I'm concerned. Like nothing was ruined for me. And in the end, I'm glad I watched the first 5 minutes. It was almost like a trailer. It was almost like a little preview. Like if they played this in the preview, none of it would have been like overly. If you said this was the preview and it was like, that's it. And you're like, oh my God, I'm ready for the season. It could have been the same thing. So this didn't feel like you saw anything that gave anything away. It explained something because I'm ready to go. You ready to go through it? All right, I'm ready to go through it. We went all the way back to the beginning. So you want to talk about Stranger Things Day, that being November 6th, 1983. What about 6 days later on November 12th, 1983? Because that is the part of the description on the YouTube video. And the video starts off with Castle Byers. And right away, I'm like, oh, we've gone back all the way to the beginning. And by the way, it's not even the first 5 minutes, okay? It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So, okay, they stiffed us on 30 seconds. The first 5 minutes, my butt. So we start off in the woods, in the Upside Down, in Castle Byers. And you know, when you go all the way back to season one, we didn't really see what Will dealt with. So I love that we're kind of revisiting season one and seeing it from different perspectives, mainly Will's here. We've gone back to young little Will Byers, who is, I'm going to say, a smaller actor with a digitally de-aged Noah Schnapp? I don't know. With a digitally de-aged Will face on him to look like Will Byers from season one. The CGI is okay. That's what it is. I don't know how much we're going to see of it, because really at the end of this is kind of where Will is until he's saved. And according to a couple articles, it seems like Will was saved around November 12th, November 13th. So this is like, he's been in the Upside Down. He's been hiding in Castle Byers. He has a shotgun. In this opening scene, we see a Demogorgon show up and Will shoots him right in the face. But then the chase is on. It's like a little excitement, a little action. Will is a trooper. He climbs a tree. There's some close-ups of the young digital actor's face. I assume it's just a de-aged CGI actor's face. Not the greatest, but good enough. Good enough. It serves its purpose. And the Demogorgon shows up, and basically it becomes a chase. But I love that Will's first instinct is, I'm going to shoot you. Boom. Doesn't even wait a second. Shoots the dude right in the face. I thought maybe that would mess him up. But no, because you remember, in season one, we think this is the big bad monster. We just think it's the Demogorgon. He's the monster. He's from the Upside Down. He's there to chase. And he wants Will Byers. And then season four, we come to realize that Vecna is behind all of this. How long has Vecna been part of this? Well, according to this trailer, Vecna has been part of this all the way in the beginning. Because while Will is in the tree trying to hide from the Demogorgon gets closer and closer. Eventually, Will falls out of the tree. A few branch hits on the way down break his fall, but he ends up hitting the ground and passing out, and then he gets dragged away. Now, when he gets dragged away, I thought, wow, that was a fast 5 minutes, and that's the last thing we're going to see. But instead, we see that library, which I think I talked about in the trailer recap. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is the library. And it looks like it's the library again. And then I come to realize, wait a second, wasn't the library where Joyce and Hopper found Will in the first place? So here is where Will is taken, the exact place where he is found in season one. So we're kind of filling in the gaps here, where this Demogorgon just drags Will by 1 foot, by the way, not really, very friendly, and tosses him. And what I love, it's like the Demogorgon, the foot soldier, did its job. And as it turns away, it kind of bows its head. You see it bow its head for a moment, and then out of the darkness and into the, not light, but less darkness, there he is, the man, the myth, the dark wizard, Vecna. He flicks his wrist and all these vines, all these tentacles come and lift Will up, and he put him in position to where we found him in season one when he was discovered. He's passed out, and Vecna gets right up in his face, like just takes his time, that slow lumbering walk, his head kind of going back and forth. And then he says, "At long last, we can begin." And that was the clip at the beginning of the trailer too. Remember when we watched the trailer? Then one of the vines basically goes up. It's got a little, I don't know what to say, like a mouth at the end of it. And it sucks onto Will's mouth. And then you see some sort of grossness pumping out of the ground. Where's that pumping from? I mean, it's all connected to Vecna, but it's not pumping out of Vecna, is it? That would be grosser than gross. I mean, this is gross enough. This is like, it looks like a living snaky eel, serpent, friggin' vine. Blah, gross. And it goes right onto his face, and Vecna like puts his head back like, blah. And then we see, it almost looks like a stomach, like a sack of, a stomach sack, for lack of a less gross description. And it's pumping stuff. And you see this stuff, you see a bunch of this stuff just going through the tube, the gross tentacle vine, into Will's mouth. And just pumping into his mouth. And remember, he was spitting up like weird, like sloth looking gross bugs, or not even bugs, but like some weird stuff. And how much stuff they pump into him, is there stuff still in him? Like there is, I mean, Will moved all the way to California, and at the end of season four, they brought him all the way back closer to Vecna. So I wonder if Vecna's like, ooh, I sense a disturbance in the Force. He's back. I wonder, because seems like Will's pretty important to Vecna here. Again, it still could be, oh, you're the kid I found. You're the kid I need. So I'm going to use you, kid. And you're going to be the one to help me, create the chaos that I'm here to create. But he puts his good hand up to Will, and he's almost being like a parent, like not a parent, but like almost lovingly goes to stroke his hair and he goes, you and I, just you and I, he goes, we are going to do such beautiful things together, William. And he called him William again. I mentioned that in the trailer, and stuff is just pumping into Will. Such beautiful things still pumping into him. Like, is this the long game? Is whatever going into Will there so that it can be utilized at a later time? Like, remember in the trailer we see Will, he picks him up, he's like, you'll help me one last time, and he comes over to him and he kind of levitates him and brings him over. Is that almost like, and now I'm going to trigger what I did to you, those 4 years ago, something crazy like that? Could that be possible? So immediately after seeing that video, seeing the trailer, I just texted my niece. Now at this point I'm thinking she should probably be asleep because she has school tomorrow, but I wrote oh baby, and then she wrote OMG. And this is my niece's prediction. I cannot give you, I'm not taking any credit for this. She says, I'm calling it. Will is the power source of all, and he needs to sacrifice himself. We all thought it was Elle who needs to sacrifice herself, but it's Will. That is my prediction. That part's in all capital letters. Then, meanwhile, I'm also texting my brother saying how I said, we've been texting each other. I mean, wait a minute, she went to sleep. But then I wrote, it's fun to have a peer to share things, because, she's 15 and I'm much older than that. And he wrote, your niece has lost her shit over what she saw, I guess, because my brother didn't watch it. He probably will. He'll watch the show, but I don't think he watched the trailer. And then he wrote, she's freaking out with her friend from school. So I thought that was awesome. And then I sent the picture of the meme from 30 Rock with Steve Buscemi. How do you do, fellow kids? Because that's how I feel sometimes. But we're sharing the same interest. We have the same interest. So, nothing wrong with that. That was a fun trailer, and I am glad that I watched it. It really didn't spoil things, except the next time we watch the show, we'll be watching that same 5 minutes. But it's all old news. All it shows me is that Vecna has been there since day one, and that he's always been pulling the strings, and that Will is more important than we thought. We saw season one, we saw season two, the Mind Flayer trying again, but then season three and season four, Will didn't have as much. Season four, he didn't have anything to do with the monsters. He was, he was just dealing with spending time with Jonathan, Mike, and Argyle, and helping to save Eleven. So they all kind of, their whole adventure was fun, but it wasn't like, they weren't doing anything major. They were trying to get to Eleven, who was doing something major. I think that's my way of looking at it. But obviously season one and two, he was much more important. Remember the Morse code he was doing? Oh, that was so cool in season two. And season five, I think it's going to be very crucial. Now, if he passes, if he dies, if he sacrifices himself, I could see that. I definitely could see that, which would be sad, but also heroic. Could be one of those moments where it is awful, it is terrible, but it's also amazing because of how heroic it is. We'll see. So that's it. I just wanted to talk about those first 5 minutes. It's crunch time, folks. We are getting there. We are getting so close. Now, I said tomorrow I'd probably be doing a Stranger Things Forever episode in the morning, but not in the evening. Well, guess what? My nephew, that's right, the brother of the girl that I was texting about Stranger Things canceled on me. So I'm not watching a movie with him tomorrow because he's sleeping over at his friend's house. And I said, well, can't I sleep over too when we watch a movie together? And my brother said, I'm calling the cops. None of that actually happened. But yes, my plans are canceled. So that means I have some free time tomorrow night to be talking more Stranger Things forever. So check that out if you didn't already. And of course, just get ready. We are getting so close. We are 20 days away. So that's it. I'm done. I will talk to you soon. But in the meantime, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. You can follow me on Facebook. We have Fans Not Experts. On YouTube, it's Fans Not Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts are found is fansnotexperts.com. But you can go directly to StrangerDangerPodcast.com to just get this show. And of course, on Blue Sky, follow StrangerDangerPodcast.com. So that's it. I will talk to you soon. I will talk to you tomorrow. So stay stranger, my friends. And remember, in 20 days, at long last, we can begin.
Fans Not Experts.